The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Folks, welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, buckle your seatbelts and keep your arms and legs inside the car at all times. Here comes Mr. Thrill Ride himself, Eric Metaxas!
I think the show just started.
It just started.
I don't know what to say. Let's just...
Wing it.
Let's say this. Our next guest... is Chris Reed. Some of you know him. He's an extraordinary young man with a what we call a prophetic gift. I do not take that sort of thing lightly. When somebody says God said, they better be right. Chris is someone who has proved himself to me over time. He's very sober about it, and I'm excited. To talk to him about a number of things. You'll if you don't know who he is, buckle your seatbelts. It's exciting stuff. I want to say in hour two today, we're going to be talking about Christmas, which really violates my own rule that you never talk about Christmas until December 1st.
Well, it's December 1st Eve. You see
that?
Oh,
yes. Thank goodness.
Yes.
Thank goodness. But anyway, okay, so... Before we get to Chris Reed and before we get to our friend Laurel Gillen, who's talking about a Christmas story that she wrote, that's in hour two, I want to mention today is literally the last day to get 35% off Nutramedics.com. Nutramedics.com. I think everybody knows by now they should be taking vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, magnesium for your immune system. There are a number of things that Nutramedics cells. Those are the principal ones that I take, and melatonin, some other stuff. Their products are spectacular. Many people in that business tell me that about Nutramedics. They give 50% of their profits to missions organizations. These are some amazing people. And in this month only, so literally today only, 35% off when you use the code ERIC. I would take advantage of that. I should also mention our partners, Mike Lindell with MyPillow, MyStore.com, all kinds of stuff you can get there. If you're going to be doing any Christmas shopping, we want to encourage you to support our sponsors and to support this program by using the code ERIC. We can use the help. It's how we keep the lights on, folks, honestly. Albin, we should comment on tomorrow... In both hours. Now, tomorrow we're going to do Ask Metaxas at the beginning of hour two. We're talking a little bit to our friend Kevin McCullough about Christian Solidarity International and what I want to mention in a moment. But for the rest of the day tomorrow, we're continuing the conversation with Mark Shaw, who's written a book about the JFK assassination, the death of Marilyn Monroe, the death of Dorothy Kilgallen. It's shocking stuff, folks. And he has really, you talk about somebody who's done his homework. It's shocking. I think it's definitive. I think he's finally gotten to the bottom of it.
Yeah.
And so we talked to him for quite a long time. Totally fascinating. I actually wish I had more time, but that's tomorrow. All right. So we've got to say, what is going on in China right now? I mean, I want to say this because I want to be an encouragement to people who are listening to this program and to say that as dark as things get, and things are getting very dark and have been very, very dark, I have hope. I think that things are being uncovered, and unless things get really, really bad, you don't see how bad things are. You don't see what you need to fix unless you see people like Fetterman get elected to the Senate, knowing that that couldn't have happened legitimately. Unless you see people like Carrie Lake prevented from being the rightfully elected governor of Arizona. Until you see really dramatic cases like this, and until people join the battle, we're never going to win. I'm thrilled that Carrie Lake has not conceded, because we need people to fight. Yeah. When you see legitimate reason to think fraud or other kinds of malfeasance have taken place, you need to fight. And so I'm encouraged by that. I'm also encouraged that the nightmare of what's happening in China is causing the Chinese people to stand up. But I want to say that if you want to know, I think I put out a tweet this morning that, you know, a lot of times people say, like, well, I wonder what I would have done if I was alive during the rise of Hitler and the Nazis. Well, you can find out literally now, yeah. right now, because what you have happening in China, it is no different than the worst evils perpetrated by in the Soviet Union under the darkest days of communism and Stalin. It's no different than the worst evils perpetrated by the Nazis under Hitler. It is absolutely evil. And how people react tells you everything about who they are. And so when you have companies like Apple, Apple is basically a Chinese company. It would be like in the middle of the Cold War, somebody making money off of the Soviets and basically siding with them, never criticizing them and criticizing the United States. Apple, the NBA, a lot of corporations, the Biden administration, the left-leaning, sort of Marxist-leaning apologists for Chinese-style authoritarianism have been muted in their criticism. This is astonishing. Imagine if Ronald Reagan were president, or if Donald Trump were president. What would he be saying about what is going on in China right now? And I think we really need to look ourselves in the mirror and understand that if you want to know what you would have done back then, look at what you're doing right now. Now, we all can do different things. We can't all. I can't throw away my Apple products. But the point is, make a note of these things, folks. When you're given a choice, if Elon Musk, by God's grace, creates a phone, you know, make sure you buy that phone and don't continue with Apple. These companies need to understand. Disney needs to understand. If you're going to play this game, if you're going to flirt with grooming and pedophilia and transgender madness, if you're going to flirt with cultural Marxism, you need to pay a price. So I hope people see what we're living through and do whatever they can. And again, we don't have time to get into the details of what we can cannot do. But I see hope because I see people and fighters rising up who ordinarily wouldn't be rising up. But we need to be vocal about all these things. We should mention in the positive column,
yeah.
If you go to salemnow.com, there's a lot of great stuff there. The border battle is there, which talks about what's going on at the border, which again tells you everything you need to know about the current administration. But also, and I can't believe it, Albin, you and I, we filmed with a lot of help.
Yeah.
Four full-blown episodes of a talk variety show. We did it right here downstairs in the theater below where we're sitting. We did that in August. We've been editing it. It is some amazing stuff. You can see it, folks, mm-hmm. at salemnow.com. You have to type in the search bar Metaxas because there's so much stuff there. But I got to tell you, the fact that it's up and that people can see me yeah. interviewing Ron Rick, Howard, yeah. John Cleese, Danny Bonaducci, mm-hmm. And all the others. And Albin, you played the role of sidekick.
I did. I enjoyed that. It's different for me, but I think I kicked it out of the ballpark.
You outkicked the sidekick competition.
Yep. And before we go to this to Chris Reed and his prophecies, we got to talk about CSI.
Oh
my
gosh!
Nail that one.
All right, folks. Every year at this time, we do a fundraising appeal with CSI. They are literally freeing slaves in the southern Sudan. It is an outrageous opportunity. I want to tell you, when this kind of evil, when something is this clear, people say, what can I do? What can I do? There's a million problems. Do one thing, folks. Do one good thing. Do it unto God. Go to MetaxasTalk.com. You'll see the banner. You can help free a slave. Okay, Muslim radicals have enslaved Christians. It's hard to believe. We'll talk about it more tomorrow. But I want you, please, to participate. This is an amazing opportunity to do an unmitigated good. So go to MetaxasTalk.com. You'll see the banner. This is the greatest gift you could give a friend. Do it in the name of a relative or a friend. Just amazing stuff. MetaxasTalk.com. We'll be back with Chris Reed.
Send a smile and show you care.
In case you haven't been paying attention, the Biden administration has caused a financial crisis and they have no clue how to fix it. Oil prices have skyrocketed, and when oil prices go up, the cost of transportation and shipping spikes, leading the prices of goods to rise. And when we're already seeing record inflation, that's the last thing we need. Our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. If all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It is real. It is physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold. They can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com.
It's hard to grasp why anyone would keep voting for record inflation, skyrocketing crime, and an open border. Likewise, why would anyone keep funding the left by sticking with the big carriers? Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider, and they want to make it easy for you to try their service. Give them 60 days to show you why I trust them. Right now, when you try Patriot Mobile for 2 months, get your third month free, plus get free activation. They offer nationwide coverage on the best 4G and 5G networks and use the same towers as all three of the major carriers. So you get the same great service while supporting a company that's fighting to preserve our God-given rights and freedoms. Just go to patriotmobile.com/Eric or call their 100% U.S.-based customer service team at 972-PATRIOT. If you're fed up with woke companies that don't care about your values, support a company that does. Make the switch today and get a free month of service plus free activation. PatriotMobile.com/Eric. That's PatriotMobile.com/Eric or call 972-PATRIOT.
Hey, folks, welcome. I have the joy of speaking to my friend Chris Reed right now. Chris is the head of Morningstar Ministries in North Carolina. Chris Reed, my friend, welcome.
Eric, it's good to be with you. I'm so delighted to see you, and I hope you had a great Thanksgiving.
I believe I did. It's hard to remember. It's been it's just such a crazy time. I have to think. Let me think. Thanksgiving. Actually, I did. Thank you. I want to leap in and first of all explain to my audience that's unfamiliar with you or Morningstar or what we're going to talk about, what we call the prophetic. There are a lot of people in the Christian world that dismiss this or at least completely unfamiliar with it. If they're not sneering at it, they're just confused by it. Explain, if you would, or try to explain before we leap into some of this stuff, because it's very exciting to me, but how this began for you, that you knew you had this prophetic gift. And I want to be clear to folks, whenever somebody says they have a prophetic gift, we know that if somebody says God said something, it has to be consonant with what the scripture says. So somebody can't say, hey, you know, I just found out that I'm the Holy Spirit or I'm the reincarnation of, you know, like people will say crazy things. It has to be consistent with what the Bible says or you run from it at top speed. But Chris, obviously you get that. But talk just a moment before we get into some of the things that you've been hearing lately about how this gift developed in your life, because it's a magnificent thing.
Yeah, well, I started preaching at the age of 14. I grew up in a particular Pentecostal denomination, and so From the age of 14 until 18, my parents are driving me to my speaking engagements, just that developed by word of mouth. And then I had ministered in over 200 churches before I was 18. I became an assistant pastor at 19. And then at 25 years old, I just turned 25, I moved from where I grew up in Bloomington, Indiana, to a town 2.5 hours north called Peru, Indiana. And for 12 years there, we pastored there, my wife and I, and started there with seven people. It's in a small town of 12,000. And over the period of 12 years, it grew to about 250 people. But something began to happen in 2011. My ministry prior to that was just kind of revelatory teaching, preaching, evangelistic, pastoral. I did see some gifts of the Spirit, the gift of tongues, some forms of discernment and prophecy and some healing. But then I just kind of went through a real dark time, low period of time in my life, and around 2011. And a lot of times that's where God meets people. I mean, he meets a Jonah in the belly of a fish. He meets a lot of people in a jail cell or in a hospital bed. And I was just in a personal period, a low period of time in my life. And I started having these encounters with God after already pastoring for quite some time. And I would feel this electricity that would come over me. And every time it happened, I would wake up knowing there was a supernatural being in the room. And this went on for about a year. And shortly after that, I just started realizing, wow, I'm beginning to know things about people. And I'd be ministering in a congregation and I would just have this feeling someone, this person had cancer, this person had a heart condition. And then I would start to test it and I'll be like, I don't know why. I'm like, do you have problems with your heart or do you have cancer? And it started, becoming accurate. And so I started trusting it. And then it developed more into like seeing the things that people dreamed the night before, telling them, and this happens often, we have a lot of documented video evidence of this, like strangers never seeing them, knowing things they're praying about, seeing visions of what doctors are telling them in doctor's offices, knowing the dreams they're having, and foretelling some events. And so it's just been a developmental process. And then in July of 2021, my family and I moved here to Fort Mill, South Carolina at Morningstar and have grown into the leadership here, the senior leadership.
Okay, Chris, so I know, because I know so many people who are skeptical of these things, and I want to honor those people and respect those people. Sure. I could see people, I'm sure there are people, that when they hear you describe this electricity and a spiritual being in the room, they would say, hey, that's demonic. That's not God. It's demonic. It's a familiar spirit. This is sorcery. It's real, but it's not God. It's not the God of the Bible. There are a lot of people that run from this stuff because they don't believe that God speaks this way. Or when they hear somebody like you talking and describing it that way, they would say, I don't know. That just seems, it seems creepy to me. It seems occultic or potentially occultic. So when this was happening to you all those years ago in 2011, how did you know that it was God and it was not some other spiritual being or beings?
Because let me just say, I am sympathetic. I understand the skepticism. I would first respond by saying that, number one, in Scripture, we see a lot of this. I mean, Jesus chose his first miracles, turning water into wine. A lot of people would have called that, and they did, in fact, they called that sorcery. That's like a magic trick. And, this was the religious elite of the day said he does this by the power of Beelzebub. And so the Bible is full of people who encountered God in ways that the skeptical or natural mind could not accept, could not believe. And I can completely understand why they are skeptical of it. But here's the main point. The fact that we know this happened in the New Testament, we see people having angelic encounters in the book of Acts, seeing a bright light knocking them down, blinding them, Saul of Tarsus. We see Agabus prophesying about world famine, speaking in tongues and healings and all of this. And for those that don't believe that it's for today, base it all just on one verse in 1 Corinthians that says, when that which is perfect is come, that which is in part will be done away. So they are taking a very, very large leap to say that which is perfect is come is the canonization of Scripture. And that's how they get away with that. They were basically saying, well, once the Bible's complete,
right,
gifts are for today.
I've never understood that. I mean, when people say, and again, there's some people that are tracking with what we're saying and some people that aren't. So let me just review and say that there are people who say that once we had the Word of God, the New Testament was settled. So, you know, around 100 A.D., it's done. John has written, the book of Revelation. At that point, all of the miraculous stuff that had been going on in the first century church goes away because now we have the Word of God. That to me seems very wobbly. I don't know how you make that leap. Just as you just said, it doesn't. It seems like an invented doctrine. I mean, it seems conceivably possible, but when you look at it, I don't see how they make that case. Like, nope, it's very clear. This stuff ended then. So that's one question. I certainly don't believe it ended then. But the other question is, how do you know the source is God? Because I know there are people that They maybe if I said, you know, I had a dream of Jesus or this or that, they would have a problem with it. When you talk about electricity or when you talk about some of the manifestations that we've seen at various revivals, Brownsville or whatever, people barking or holy laughter, a lot of that stuff seems kind of fringy and kooky, and people automatically say, hey, it's demonic, it's not God.
Yeah, well, my answer to that would be, what is the fruit of it? When somebody says they're encountering God and they say they're seeing visions or they're seeing people's diseases, sicknesses, does it better their life? Do they get healed? Do they get delivered of addictions? Does their life become better? Does it improve the condition of their life? And there's just too many evidences that say, yes, people's lives have improved, their health, their well-being, their body, all of these things have come about as a result of these encounters that people are claiming to have with God. And so in the end, if you don't believe it's for today, you'll find every reason to justify that confirmation bias. But if you believe that it is for today, then you will be open and conceive the idea this could be God. And the evidence seems to say their lives are getting better by this.
Well, you've had some, as far as I'm concerned, some exciting prophecies recently dealing with current events and all kinds of stuff. I want to get into that. And I want to say, folks, to me, the ultimate arbiter is it drawing people closer to Jesus? It's not just is their life getting better, because you can have a demonic miracle. Is it drawing people closer to Jesus or away from Jesus? That's the ultimate question, and it's why I value Chris Reed and a handful of other people, because that is the fruit that I do see. We'll be right back with Chris Reed of Morningstar Ministries. Tell me, Eric, why is Relief Factor so successful at lowering or eliminating pain? I'm often asked that question. The owners of Relief Factor tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and I agree with them. So the doctors who formulated Relief Factor for them selected the four best ingredients, yes, 100% drug-free ingredients. Each helps your body deal with inflammation. Each of the four ingredients deals with inflammation from a different metabolic pathway. And that right there, approaching from four different angles, may be why so many people find such wonderful relief. So if you've got back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or just getting older, you should order the 3-week quick start
discounted to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you. It works for me. It has for about 70% of the 500,000 people who've tried it and have ordered more. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out about this offer. Feel the difference. As hard as it may be for us to comprehend here in America, there are people in other parts of the world whose very lives are being threatened simply for believing in Jesus. In fact, people are being enslaved for their faith. Some have been in bondage for 25 or 30 years. If you've been listening for any period of time, you know I'm passionate about the work of Christian Solidarity International, a ministry that sets these captives free. There are hundreds of thousands persecuted and enslaved in the Middle East. Together, we can literally buy their freedom and save the lives of some precious brothers and sisters this Christmas, giving them the joy and hope that we celebrate freely. For only $250, you can provide life-saving aid this Christmas. You can buy a believer's freedom and provide them with much-needed food, a goat, and other goods necessary for their very survival. These are brothers and sisters who are enslaved and fearing for their lives. Just $250. Maybe you can give more. Maybe a portion. Every gift helps. Imagine buying a fellow believer's freedom. Call 888-253-3522. 888-253-3522. Christian Solidarity, providing life-saving resources for persecuted Christians for almost 40 years. 888-253-3522 or metaxastalk.com and click on the Christian Solidarity banner. Give someone the gift of their freedom for Christmas. Thank you. Folks, welcome back. Talking to my friend Chris Reed of Morningstar Ministries. Now, Chris, you and I have become friends, and you sent me some prophetic stuff that you'd been hearing dealing with European leaders, and then very recently with what's going on in China. We can start anywhere. This is at least fascinating.
Yeah, well, okay, let's start with China. And all of these prophecies, by the way, that I am talking about, every one of them, I have time stamped of when I got them. I've shared them publicly. So, I mean, it's there. It's in time. This most recent one is on October the 1st. 2022, and I was caught up in this experience in a trance, and I titled this Chinese Revolution Begins with the End of Xi Jinping's Rule. And let me just quickly read it.
Actually, before you read it, if people want to find you or to find these, because you say they're time stamped and people can watch this, so you've posted this stuff, where would people go to see this October 1st, 2022, announcement from you about what you had heard?
MorningstarMinistries.org. I'm also, we're on Rumble, Morningstar Ministries, Rumble, Chris Reed, M Star, Rumble, and then I have Chris Reed Ministries YouTube channel. But ultimately, we're all of our services and our conferences and such are on Facebook, YouTube, Rumble.
Okay, so people can find it everywhere. And so yes. I just want to go back now. So you said this October 1st. So we're talking, exactly 2 months ago, you reported on what you had just heard, whether it was the night before or so. Yep. Go ahead. And you said it was titled what?
Chinese Revolution Begins with the End of Xi Jinping's Rule.
With the end of Xi Jinping's Rule. Now, he just declared himself, leader for life or president for life, which Trump was joking around. He's saying that's called king. You're the king. You're the dictator. So you're saying that Xi Jinping, according to what you heard, will somehow leave soon.
So, yes. So this is what the Lord said to me in this encounter and the things that are happening right now in China in this unprecedented historical internal revolution seems to be pointing to this is coming to pass. So October the 1st, the Spirit of God says, quote, "The change that will come to the Communist Party of China will shock the world. Xi Jinping is not the permanent ruler of China, for he will be replaced in a surprising time and a surprising manner with struggle. But his replacement won't be in power for long, for this cruel one will be placed there only to stoke the fires of revolution, uprising, and dissatisfaction that has been contained in the Chinese people but will be contained no longer." God says, "The aggression of China against Taiwan is only meant to distract from the domestic dissatisfaction contained within China. COVID-19 was allowed to be released in China to keep the people indoors so they wouldn't riot in the streets then. The desire for freedom and economic liberty within the hearts of the Chinese people has been lit by the growing influence of my gospel in the land. The underground church is about to see above ground results. My rule in the heavens will not allow dictators to go unchecked, for I've heard the cries of the people of China, and an internal revolution is coming, and the end of Xi Jinping's rule. So this is what I heard.
Now, did you hear this
on October 1st?
You heard it on October 1st, and you spoke about it also on October 1st.
Yep, I shared it on Morningstar Ministries Facebook page, my Facebook page. I have a public Chris Reed Facebook page, and I have it as a note saved in my phone. I've also done some other videos on this documenting it. But yes, this October the 1st, obviously we know on November 24th, which happened to be Thanksgiving Day, how ironic, because of the COVID zero policies in China, there was an apartment building where people's doors were welded shut. Welcome to communism. Sadly, people died because of a fire that happened in this building. And so this triggered November 24th, this in 15 provinces all over the nation. We haven't seen anything like this. I don't know if ever in China, even in 1989 in the Tiananmen Square revolt, it was more localized and we saw the Communist Party's brutality. But what we're seeing now isn't being contained. It's all over the nation. People holding up white sheets of paper, demanding the ability to have free speech, demanding the end of the COVID mandates and lockdowns. And ultimately, Eric, this is the greatest part. They're calling. It's all over the media. They're calling for Xi Jinping to step down.
This is, listen, folks, this is amazing stuff. Let's be clear. Let's put the prophetic to the side. What just happened in China, what is happening now while we're having this conversation, is genuinely unprecedented. The crackdown in that country through the decades, the brutality is unbelievable. We saw these glimmers of hope, during the Tiananmen Square thing, afterward, giving them most favored nation status, hoping that they somehow the free market would open things up. We have seen none of that come to pass. They have been increasingly brutal. We know that they used COVID. Without getting into the complications of who created it, the point is they used it in a way to absolutely subjugate the billion people there. We're out of time in this segment. I will continue that thought, and I'll continue with Chris Reed in a moment. Stick around. With the overturn of Roe v. Wade, lots of companies are coming out saying they'll pay for employee abortion travel and expenses. Most of you have heard about some of these companies. You've decided to stop shopping or doing business there. But did you know that you most likely own stock in those companies through your 401ks, IRAs, and other investment accounts? Folks, this is a huge problem, and we need to do something about this to send a message to Wall Street through our investments. You need to go to InspireAdvisors.com/Eric and get a free Inspire Impact Report. This biblical investment analysis will educate you on what's really in your investment accounts, like companies paying for abortion travel. You need to go to InspireAdvisors.com/Eric to connect with an Inspire Advisors financial professional who can run your report and help remove companies paying for abortion travel today. Go to InspireAdvisors.com/Eric. That's InspireAdvisors.com/Eric. Advisory services are offered through Inspire Advisors LLC, a registered investment advisor with the SEC. Hey, folks, you've all helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to you, my listeners. So right now, MyPillow is offering exclusive offers on their bed sheets, their six-piece towel set, and even offering an extended 60-day money-back guarantee. Orders placed now through December 25th will have an extended money-back guarantee through March 1st. The bed sheets are marked down as low as $29.98. Believe me when I say you'll get a great night's sleep. Their six-piece towel set is made with USA cotton. It comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. Typically retails at $89.98, now just $39.98 with promo code ERIC. Limited supply, so be sure to order now. Call 1-800-978-3057, 1-800-978-3057. Use promo code ERIC or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener square. Use promo code ERIC. These offers will not last long. They're known to sell quickly, so order now with promo code ERIC at MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com, promo code ERIC. Welcome back. Talking to our friend Chris Reed at Morningstar Ministry. So Chris, I was just giving the background that what is happening suddenly now is in response to this nightmarish thing. You talk about repression backfiring. They literally welded people into an apartment building because of this zero COVID policy, which is just satanic and insane. And I don't know if it's dozens or hundreds of people died in the fire as a result of this. So people all over China now are protesting. They have had enough. And you mentioned also there are tons of very serious Christians, underground church in China, who've been praying and praying and praying and fasting and praying. And on October 1st, so long before this happened, God spoke to you saying, this is the
internal revolution
is happening.
Yep. An internal revolution would come to China, come within China, and the people's hearts and desire for freedom couldn't be suppressed anymore. And the fact that China had used COVID to keep people indoors starting in 2020, the fact all this saber rattling going on with Taiwan, and I think there will be aggression from China towards Taiwan, but all of that is to distract from the domestic dissatisfaction.
It's the ultimate wag the dog thing. If you want people to be distracted, you attack Taiwan, and they'd be crazy not to attack Taiwan with Biden in the White House, just as Putin would have been crazy not to do his evil attack in Ukraine with Biden in the White House. So you believe that that is imminent, that they have not done this yet, but you believe that the Lord told you that they would do this?
Yes, I have, and I predicted that at the New Year's conference here in the end of 2021, and recently I've released another prophecy where I saw a naval conflict in the South China Sea, where I saw America would be involved in this, and I saw it was some sort of naval vessel, whether it be a ship or a submarine, one of them going down and another one being damaged, and it would be some sort of conflict over the China-Taiwan issue in the South China Sea, and we would actually see, you know, blame on China for this.
That is an extraordinary thing to talk about America engaging with China militarily, that we would see that. Obviously, that has not happened, but you said that you saw God speaking that to you. This is you. Now, you also said that you believe that President Xi, or however he pronounces it, that he would be forced as a result of what's going on now to step down. And it kind of makes sense. I mean, that this is what they do. They throw people under the bus. So he's the big leader until suddenly the Communist Party says, we're in big trouble. We're going to lose everything. We're going to sacrifice you. You're out. And you're saying that some hardliner will come in who will also eventually leave or be God's way of stoking the fires of real revolution and liberty.
And we're seeing the beginning of that, and ultimately one domino leading to another. And so, yes, it seems like that is going to happen. What we're seeing, there's no way on October the 1st we could know, other than by the Spirit of God, by revelation, what is happening now, which is historic. So it's either I guessed it 2 months ahead of time, or I did receive from the spirit realm predictive information about what would come in China.
Well, obviously, I hope that that this does happen over there, because the people in this country, it's hard for us to imagine what they suffer in places like that. It's just absolutely evil. Atheist communism is just evil, folks. It's horrifying. It's inhuman. It's anti-human. I want to go back to you had a prophecy months ago about that two sons, I think, of the Cold War would be stepping down. At the time, we were speculating it would be Biden and Putin. Now, obviously, that has not happened. Any thoughts on that?
Well, yes, I still believe it is Putin and Biden. I mean, the prophets in the Old Testament would oftentimes predict many things that didn't even happen until long after their death. I believe this will happen, you know, before these men are out of power.
Right.
But Putin is coming to the end of his rope. I mean, every day the news is there's going to be an internal revolt against him. He's going to wake up one day and realize even his closest allies and those in his own government have realized they've got to do what's going to happen to Xi, and that is we've got to sacrifice him to save our nation because people are starving and the economy's dying.
Yes, yes. Well, okay, so let's get to some other things that you saw. And again, this stuff was time-stamped. December 31st, a year ago, you say, I'm reading now, these are your words, December 31st, 2021. I see a rise of women in leadership of nations around the world, including in America. I also see a woman rising in British politics who will replace a current male politician, and she will be compared to Margaret Thatcher. Talk about that.
Yeah, so clearly there has been a rise of female leadership in the world. We saw this in Italy.
By the way, I want to be clear. Good female leadership, spectacular female leadership. I'm so thrilled. The Italian, the new Italian prime minister, I can't think of her name, but my goodness, how heroic. So that's really clear. Now, Liz Truss, of course, did replace a male politician in England, but she left in about 8 seconds. So I don't know if that's
45 days.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I would say this. I do believe because, number one, there wasn't a British election this year, and Boris Johnson gets in trouble. And so Liz Truss, they have an election with the Conservative Party, puts forth a set of candidates. She is elected. I do believe we know in part, we prophesy in part. So we see a part. I think sometimes we get in trouble when we speculate about the parts we don't get and try to fill in the gaps. I can only responsibly share the part I'm seeing and prophesying. Right. I do think she was a fulfillment of it. She was compared to Margaret Thatcher.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it. I think it's a sign to the U.S., though, because I asked the Lord, why? Why did she reign so short? She clearly fulfilled the prophecy. There's no doubt about it from December 31st and January
2nd.
Actually,
hold on, folks. This is called a cliffhanger because I'm dying to know the rest of this sentence. Don't go away. We'll be right back with Chris Reed and the rest of that sentence. And I'm getting old. Sunshine in the sky. There ain't a cloud. Folks, I'm talking to my friend Chris Reed with Morningstar Ministries. Chris, you were just in the middle of talking about how the election and then the leaving of Liz Truss, Prime Minister of England, you said had something to say to America. I didn't get that. So please finish that thought.
Yep. So when she was elected and only was in power 45 days, she clearly fulfilled the prophecy. So I asked the Lord, why? Why was she only in there for 45 days? And it's the spirit of Margaret Thatcher will emerge in Europe. She was only one part of that. But here's the thing the Lord told me for America, what her election meant. The Lord said to me, when Margaret Thatcher came to power in 1979, think about what was going on in your nation in 1979. We had Jimmy Carter. We had raising gas prices. We had high inflation, high interest rates, and our foreign policy was in the dirt. Well, 2 years after Margaret Thatcher came to power in 1979 in the UK, which is our mother nation, a Ronald Reagan came to power in the United States. And so when I asked the Lord, what does this mean? He said, remember, when Margaret Thatcher emerged in the UK, a Ronald emerged in the US about 2 years later. So as our mother nation often precedes us, I believe that is a sign of hope that there is a Ronald Reagan type figure that will come into American politics in then about 2 years.
And you're not saying if that's Donald Trump, or you're not saying you don't know who that is or who the characters are.
Well, I have a pretty good feeling, but without getting into all that, I think it could be a Ronald DeSantis or a Donald Trump, a Ronald Donald. I think definitely. But you're going to see whoever it is. I believe it's Donald Trump that will emerge with the primary. And I think a woman of color will come alongside him on the ticket.
That puts me out of the picture. Help. Oh, well, what are you going to do? Darn it. No, seriously, you believe that when you say that now, are you speaking, you know, is this your thinking, or did God give you a reason to say you think a woman of color would come into the picture?
I have more than once had and been predicting a woman of color would come along the side of the top of the Republican ticket. And I believe it's 2024, but I have seen it coming, and I believe it will be 2024.
I really can't think who that might be. I don't consider.
Well, there's two. Let me just say this. Yeah. Number one, Candace Owens is clearly a woman of color. I don't think it's her. I thought maybe it could be. But Carrie Lake is also a woman of color. When we think, and it's kind of weird saying this, but I think that she is not fully Caucasian. I don't know if that's okay to say.
I mean, I have no idea of what her background is. I mean, obviously
she's biracial, I believe.
We're completely speculating here.
Yep.
But
I don't have clarity on who it is, but I did see a woman of color.
This is at least fascinating, folks. We've just got seconds left. When we come back, I want to keep you over. You. On August 18th, so this is some time ago, many months ago here, you write, I saw a tragedy befall the Pelosi family that will catch the world's eye. And you believe this was fulfilled in her husband's attack. So when we come back, we've got another segment with Chris Reed, folks. I want to talk about that and a lot of other stuff, whatever we have time for. Don't forget, folks, we need you to go to MetaxasTalk.com. Click on the banner for CSI. You can literally free slaves. Literally. You can participate in this, and we want everyone to do that. It'd be the greatest thing you could do during the Christmas season. Go to MetaxasTalk.com, please, and we'll be right back.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.